Sirota's Daily Reading, Episode 804, June 12, 2026. Shortlist today. Let's start with something practical. Google just released the Google Colab CLI. It's a command line interface for Colab that brings GPU and TPU provisioning into standard terminal environments. The part that caught my eye is that it's explicitly designed for AI agents. They've shipped a prepackaged skill file that gives agents instant context on how to use the CLI without any setup. The example in their post walks through fine-tuning Google's Gemma 3.1b model using QLoRa, all orchestrated by an agent telling Colab to provision a T4 GPU, install the ML packages, run a local script remotely, download the resulting adapter, and clean up. That's a complete ML workflow triggered from a single agent prompt. They show it working with Google's anti-gravity agent, but they say it works with Claude Code, Codex, and others too. This is another data point in the ongoing theme of tooling vendors' baking agent readiness directly into their products. The skill file approach is smart because it offloads the context that would otherwise have to live in the prompt. Next up, a piece from InfoWorld on the coming crunch for Java modernization. Multiple heavily used Java versions are all hitting end of support around the same time. Java 8, 11, 17. Enterprises with large Java estates are looking at having to upgrade across multiple versions simultaneously just to stay secure and compliant. The article argues that traditional sequential upgrade plans, 8 to 11 to 17 to 21, are going to collapse under this convergence. By the time it becomes obvious, organizations will be forced into reactive mode, making rushed decisions under extreme pressure. There's also the technical debt angle. Large Java code bases are carrying years of unused libraries, obsolete logic, and dormant features that inflate the size and complexity of every upgrade effort. The point isn't that the Java upgrades are hard in isolation. Modern Java actually maintains strong backward compatibility. It's that the accumulated weight of decades of cruft makes every upgrade bigger and riskier than it needs to be. The article is basically saying, if you haven't started planning this, the clock is running. Now, an article I really liked. This one is from the O'Reilly Radar blog, and it's the third in a series on agentic engineering. The title is, When Context Collapses, Teaching Agents to Detect and Recover from Lost Memory. The author draws a great analogy. We're in the 640K stage of AI development. The context window is the new RAM ceiling. Just like developers in the late 80s and early 90s were constantly engineering around the 640K memory limit, we're now engineering around context limits that feel enormous but will look tiny in 20 years. The core problem the article tackles is that when an AI's context window fills up, it compacts silently. Older information gets dropped or compressed, and the agent keeps working without realizing it's forgotten something. The agent can't tell you it forgot, because it genuinely doesn't know it forgot. The author proposes a pattern he calls ERR, externalize, recognize, rehydrate. Externalize means saving your agent's state to files on disk at frequent checkpoints, not just at the start of a task. He breaks it into two layers: execution continuity, which tracks what step the agent is on and what it's completed, and task continuity, which is the broader context about what the whole job is, what success looks like, and what the constraints are. Recognize means detecting that context has been lost. This turns out to be the hardest part because the compaction is invisible. The author's trick is to rely on file invariance. If the progress file says the cursor is at record 381 but the output file only has records through 379, the agent knows something happened. Rehydrate means pointing a fresh session at the files and letting it rebuild understanding from what's written down. The whole piece is practical and grounded with specific prompts you can adapt. It's a good complement to the thinking that's been circulating about context management in agentic systems. Last piece for today. The flat rate era of AI coding tools is over. GitHub moved every Copilot plan to usage-based billing on June 1st, replacing premium request units with AI credits that are consumed per token. Code completions and next edit suggestions stay unlimited, but everything else is metered. Annual plans are gone. GitHub was unusually direct about the reason. GitHub Copilot simply is not the same product. It was a year ago. It now powers far more complex agentic workflows that consume far more compute. Right. A subscription works when a human is typing 8 hours a day. An agent has no ceiling. They're doing the math. The article covers the numbers. One AI credit is a cent. Monthly allowances range from $1,500 on Pro up to $20,000 on Max. And notes the developer backlash with reports of projected overage bills running into hundreds or thousands of dollars. The caveat is that overages only kick in if you set an additional spending budget. Leaving it at zero just stops the tool rather than charging. GitHub isn't alone. Cursor, Windsurf, Devon, and the Anthropic API all repriced around the same time. The article draws the parallel to cloud billing arriving in the dev tool chain with the same consequences. Budgets become a daily concern. Someone has to watch the dashboard, and model selection turns into a cost decision made per task. The honest advice the article closes with is unglamorous. Check who has budgets set, watch the first full billing cycle, and treat model selection like instant selection. The era of not thinking about what your AI coding tools cost per task lasted about 3 years. It's over now. That's episode 804. Short and sweet. The through line across today's pieces is infrastructure becoming visible. Whether it's the actual compute costs of agentic workflows, the real state of legacy Java estates, or the mechanics of memory and context inside the agents themselves. The abstractions are getting thinner, and we're all having to think at a lower level. See you next time.